very interesting that you see that here in this sutra, the Rebbe emphasizes that one has to reveal one's own personal Mashiach, and through that one can actually reveal Mashiach in general. And you find this thing a lot. In fact, if you go back all the way to Chav Ches Nissen, the Rebbe says, how is it possible that Jews could get together and not do everything in their power to make a tumult and Mashiach should come immediately? So the Rebbe says, emphasizes that the fact that we're still in Golos, and the Rebbe says also and especially Golos Panimi and Avedus Hashem, that we experience an internal exile in our service of God, which means again that the prime motivator for a person is demanding, you know, that you can't really truly demand from God redemption for the world at large until you actually can relate to the idea of your own personal redemption. You have to, in other words, when a person feels their own personal exile and feels the need to do and work and pray for their own personal redemption, then they can actually relate to the concept of redemption at large. You just talk to people about redemption. It's a very nice idea. People, oh wow, imagine a world, no war, no hunger, no famine, no strife. Everyone says, oh wow, beautiful. And then they go back, then they go on about their business as usual. It doesn't really make it particularly as captivating as the image of such a time might be. It doesn't. It tends to motivate people. People have to be able to relate to it first on a personal level. People have to understand what a personal exile is. See how their own personal spiritual capacities are severely hampered by their own personal exile. See the other areas of their life that are limited by their personal exile. That can awaken them a desire and a push to want and ask for their own personal redemption. Only then can it really truly relate to the concept of global world redemption. That's one of the reasons why we see that we talk about the ruling, we talk about Mashiach, it paints a very pretty picture, and yet it does move people enough to really, really make significant changes in their lives, because it's too general. It's not personal. You have to first relate to the personal concept of Mashiach. Only then can you really, truly relate to the global concept. Okay? But be that as it may, so in practical Avodah, what the Rebbe says this means, that a Jew has to reveal the Mashiach within themselves, and through that, and by way of that, this brings about, when each Jew reveals the Mashiach within themselves, this brings about the process that enables the revelation of Mashiach in general. So traditionally, that's the formula that's always been existed. Traditionally that meant revealing your Yechidah.